Well, as fires have eased, towns across New South Wales are confronting the prospect of running out of water because of the drought. Many of the state's dams are in single digits, and without significant rain, water supplies for some areas could run out completely. And now there's the additional draw on supplies to fight the bushfires. More than $600 million was invested in water infrastructure last year. So has it helped? Victoria Pengilly reports.
Every day, Yooralla's drinking water comes in the form of bottles on a convoy of trucks. For other uses, there's just 6 months' supply left in the dams. The prolonged drought has left water levels low and contaminated with arsenic. To locals like Nathan Witten, who run their own stores, that makes everyday life a little difficult.
For the food preparation, for the cafe side of things, we need to use bottled water in all of our food prep, cooking. It's a bit of a pain.
The town gets its water from the Kentucky Creek Dam and Taylor's Pond at Bundara, but in the past year, both dams have dropped to less than 30%. Last week, water restrictions hit level 5. Bob Crouch is the deputy mayor.
So that water is not suitable for drinking. In lieu of that, the state government supplied and council has been distributing bottled water.
Surely trucking in bottles of water isn't a long-term solution. What do you think is?
The long-term solution is to reduce the level of arsenic.
The other solution is infrastructure like new dams, bores and pipelines, something the New South Wales government invested more than $600 million into last year. The federal government also has a National Water Infrastructure Development Fund. But as of today, there are more than 100 towns across the state that have run or are running out of water, an increase of 10 since December, and little water infrastructure has actually been built. Adam Marshall, the New South Wales Minister for Agriculture and local member for the Northern Tablelands, begs to differ.
I've got 5 of them in my electorate that have been incredibly successful. In fact, the only reason the Guyra community of 2,300 people hasn't run out of water is because of the $13 million pipeline that was constructed, and the same for the communities of Binagai, Ashley, Tumala, Bogabilla. Without those pipelines being in place, those communities would have no water and councils would have to be trucking water into those places right now.
Though he admits there's room for more foresight and vision.
We don't take the opportunity now in the worst drought that our state's ever experienced to look at some bold, visionary water infrastructure projects, then when are we ever going to? There's an engineering solution to almost everything. It's just a matter of political will and the cost.
Does there need to be more leadership on that then?
Any project that you come up with will have its detractors. The larger scale infrastructure is getting harder and harder to build as the areas where you need to build that infrastructure are becoming more densely populated.
About 200 kilometres to the south of Yooralla, the mid-north coast town of Gloucester, population 2,000, has also been caught up in the prolonged dry conditions.
And right at this point in time, there is no water travelling in any of the rivers or tributaries to the Barrington River. At the current point in time, as of last Friday, we are transporting water by road from Tea Gardens to Gloucester 24 hours a day.
Local Mayor David Ware says recent bushfires may have made the situation even worse.
Mind you, I have to tell you, historically, from people I speak to in Gloucester, they've never ever seen the rivers dry completely. Never ever in living memory have those rivers and tributaries dried completely of water. There is just nothing flowing.
What about the bushfires? Do you think they have exacerbated the water situation in Gloucester?
Oh, look, it has, but we're already ahead of that game right now. We're transporting non-potable water so that should there any fire outbreaks of any significance occur, there's a level of access to non-potable water for the firefighters to use in the Gloucester area.
New South Wales Regional Supply Coordinator James McTavish says authorities are rapidly trying to shore up supplies with the sinking of bores or pipeline construction.
Carting water to communities is expensive and you know it's probably you know one of our least preferred options. If we can have an engineering solution, so if we can build a pipeline or a bore or put some additional treatment in, that is a better option in terms of ensuring that there's not only water available now, but water available into the future.
Fires, he claims, may also have affected local water catchments in towns already struggling.
You know, many of the catchments have been totally or mostly burnt out, and we've got some concerns going forward about water quality.
Back in Gloucester, David West says the town is making do with what it has.
Well, these people are realists. This is an area of drought and flood, as they say in the poem, and we're aware of that. Just, unfortunately, this bloody drought's gone on too long.
David West, the Mayor of the New South Wales Mid Coast Council, with our reporter Victoria Pengilly.